Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. I'd like to do a commentary on Day 78. The Bible verse is from the Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verses 12 through 16, and it reads, "Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word." That's Psalm 119, verses 12 through 16. The reading is called A Pleasant Endeavor. The first part of that passage says it says, praise be to you, O Lord. I realize as I get stronger and stronger in my faith that praise is a safeguard for me. It helps me to keep my focus in the right place. And my right place is to keep my focus on Jesus and what has been done on my behalf. That God loves me. And He has forgiven me. And He has put His Spirit inside of me. And the love that He has for me, I can never be separated from it. And when I think about that, it makes me want to praise. I want to praise Him and thank Him for such a grace gift, because I don't deserve it, but I have it, and I'm grateful for that. So this verse or this passage reminds me, praise be to you, O Lord. And it says, teach me your decrees. Because God loves me, He teaches me. I think about, I look now, I have children who have children, and I see them taking time to teach their children. They want them to succeed. And God is, He's more than a parent for me. And He wants me to succeed. He really does. And it makes me think about that Bible verse that says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. And so God wants me to succeed. So He left His word here for me to grow from it and to learn, from it. And so it says here, with my lips, I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. It's not enough for me to hear one time what God believes is or what is important for me to know. But I need to go over what God has spoken. And when I do that, it's a very wise thing to do it daily, a daily exercise. I'm called to recount and to be reminded. I have to remember that the evil one does not want me to do that. He does not want me to remember. He does not want me to go over these things. And he definitely wants to make anything that helps me in that process of going over, he makes it seem like it is unnecessary and it is a bother. And I had to learn to see that evil one, for what it is. So I have to go over what God has spoken and to recount it and be reminded and to practice it. And also to teach it, both of those things. If I don't practice it, I'm not doing it, then I will be a hypocrite. And if I'm not teaching it, then I am losing out on a wonderful way to be reminded of what I need to do. And so it says that I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. It is nice to see growth. All human beings like to see that. I think about when my children were little, we used to put a little mark on the wall so that they could see themselves when they were growing. And having siblings, that also helped too, because we would eventually outgrow clothing. I had three other sisters and a brother, but the three sisters, we would pass down clothing to one another. And it was nothing, you know, seeing my youngest sister, wearing something that I used to wear and I couldn't fit anymore, gave me the understanding that I was growing. And the same thing happens to me as I am in God's Word year after year, and I'm rereading some of the things that I reread last year, but with a whole different outlook, because I've changed and I've grown. And I can see even new things in the Word that I hadn't seen before. It says, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Bible memory, that's my meditation. And when I meditate on what God has given to me, it gives me a deeper look. And it is not a hardship. It is a delightful thing. I remember when I was first learning how to read the Bible. And I was reading a book. And the person in the book said, there is going to come a day when it is going to be hard for you to put down God's Word. Well, oh my goodness. That was unbelievable to me, because everything that I had done up until that time, it was like a struggle. I knew after a while I needed to be in the Word of God, but it was hardly a delight. And it was hardly anything that I would find hard to get done. It was like I had a checklist mentality. Like, boop, you know, get it done. And I would even, at some points, I used to delegate it to the end of the day. Whoa, no. But I certainly learned enough now to know that I'm in the middle of a spiritual battle. And it will not be over for me until I am face to face with my Lord. And because I am in a spiritual battle, I want to have the weapons of the Lord's warfare. There's a Bible, two Bible verses. It's in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. It says, the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. They have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And this I know. That is what gets me out of the bed in the morning, and that is what keeps my mouth from complaining about the beautiful gifts of discipline that God has given to me. I want to have an attitude of gratitude. No, it is not a hardship for me to, you know, take care of my food, to contact my sponsor, to give her my food, to spend time, you know, in the Word, like I said, to go to take my scale and tablespoons. But I have to tell you, I had to learn how to appreciate what God had given to me. I had to practice being thankful, having a grateful heart. Practice it. That meant I had to rise above any feelings. First, that's what I had to do first. Rise above those feelings that would have it. But then later I learned how to recognize the thinking that would get me to the feeling of doing something that was not to my benefit. The feeling always comes for me after the thought. So God is growing me up. I can see that thinking. When that thinking is, like they say, stinking, when the thinking is bad, I know I need to drop to my knees and pray. And I need to get into the Word sometimes. I have to go back into the Word and be reminded. And this is what I'm grateful for. I have enough Bible memory in my heart that it comes up by itself sometimes when I'm in a bad place. You know, when I'm in a bad place, I was telling someone today, this morning, you know, I don't usually wrestle with jealousy. It's an old thing that I had before. When I was, before I knew the Lord, jealousy was a big thing with me. Jealousy, competing, comparing, being on the, what I call the roller derby type of a thing. Ooh, yeah, jealousy was a big one for me. And, but God has taught me a whole lot, and I can see it coming, usually, you know, just even on the horizon, and it's like, don't even think about it. Because, like I said before, when I was doing the introduction with Saul had had trouble with jealousy. He did. And, as a result, he got fighting the wrong enemy, and when you fight the wrong enemy, the real enemy, boy, he can tear you up because your mind is not where it's supposed to be. Well, sometimes, though, I'm telling you, that enemy can come with a battalion. And that happened to me yesterday. One of my sisters in Christ, I mean, this is, you know, one of my dear sisters in Christ, and they had texted me something. And I was looking at what they had texted, something really good had happened in their life, and they texted me, and like a barrage, like, whoa! I realized that I was jealous of what they had. I usually see it coming, and to know right away, don't even go down that road. But I was already down the road by that time yesterday. I mean, it was like so bad in me. I felt embarrassed. Nobody else was around. I was embarrassed for feeling that way because I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong. But in the meantime, I wasn't doing anything to stop it. I just was observing that this was a wrong thing to be doing, but I was doing it. And it was like, I am not staying in this place, not at all. And I dropped, as I remember, I dropped to my knees and prayed. And after I prayed, I put on some worship music. And me and the worship music, we were going to town. And after a while, that devil, the Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And so I can no longer act as if I don't know the right thing to do. I definitely know that about the food. No. But I am learning to do it in other areas too. No, I'm not fighting you. I'm not going to fight you. You're not my enemy. You're not. You are my friend. If you're not my friend yet, let me tell you something. God loves you. He loves you and he wants you. If you don't know the Lord, God, oh, he wants you so badly. And he wants me to help you know about the Lord if you don't know the Lord. But if you know the Lord, you are my forever friend. And God has placed you in my life to help me and to me to help you. So why would I get into some type of stuff of competition or comparing or criticizing or that I call dancing on the devil's dance floor. But like I said, usually I can see this coming, but when it just falls on me, then I am so grateful for God's word. Because, you know, right away, that alarm goes off. Boom! You know, that, don't even try. You know, it's a big alarm for me. Just like I know I don't do that with the food. I don't even think about that, you know, in food. You know, thinking about the food, I'm telling you. You know, I live with one who he doesn't have. My husband does not have a food issue. You know, he'll sit there and, you know, open something up and leave it. He'll leave it open, too. You know, now, I don't put God to the test. If he leaves something open on the counter, I just move it to the side and put it somewhere else. I don't want to sit there and look at it, you know, whatever. But no, you know, I don't. I move it to the side. But now, like I'm saying, the devil has a new tactic lately. You know, he wants me to fight. He wants me to fight the wrong enemy. He wants me to beat up on my sisters and brothers in my mind if I want whatever. Or to be not help the person who doesn't know the Lord because I'm too busy, you know, gossiping or something about them. No, I'm not doing that today. Not today, Satan. You know, and so I don't want to get involved in any kind of spiritual warfare. I want to remember that the devil will try to make what is good seem bad and what is bad seem good. But thank God I can change. I can change because I know the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of me. It lives inside of me. And, I am no longer my flesh. I'm not. And even when, like I said, my feelings were, I felt that jealousy yesterday. But, No. And the thing is, it's so wonderful, is that when I get back into walking with the Spirit, yeah, that's a wonderful way to live. A wonderful way to live. I mean, and to be singing, like I said, I did eventually put on that praise music and remember who I am in the Lord. Oh, I do want to stay in that place. That is such a beautiful place to stay. And yeah, doing what I need to do, it is a pleasant endeavor. Because this is what the Bible says about discipline. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So I'm learning, I'm not going to be negative. I'm not going to act like who I am no longer. With God's help, you know, full of love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and goodness, faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Not only on the outside, but most importantly on the inside. Let me pray. Father, thank you for all that you teach me. And I want to be a willing student and delightful one. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.